What's the deal, y'all? Welcome back to Universe EA. And I'm bringing y'all on this good third day of Hallows Eve. It's like, no, October. You feel me? October is one of my favorite months ever. You know, even though I wasn't born on this month. Friday 13 coming up. Yay. But today, on this evil day, I'm going to be talking to you guys about one of the most infamous female serial killers and slave owners known to man and womankind. And she goes by the name of Madame Marie Delphine LaLaurie. A lot of y'all know who she is, if y'all, especially if y'all from New Orleans, my southern folk, let me hear some noise, you know what I'm saying? But she was one of the most wicked people I probably have ever read about doing all my research on these women. And I found a lot of women, actually. But we're going to specifically just talk about her today. So, born in March of 1787 in New Orleans, Madame LaLaurie, I'm going to call her ML, was a wealthy socialite with a penchant for the macabre. One of five children, she came from a well-to-do family with ties to local government, well-respected community figures, like many other family elites in the 1700s. I'ma just simplify. We ain't even about to go. She ain't even worth all that to go into her deep, deep life story. But I'ma give y'all a nice little synopsis. You know what I'm saying? So, ML married three times in her life. Three times. And I know it was trash. I know her shit was terrible. But with two of her husbands passing away and leaving her widowed, ML's first husband, Don Ramos de Lopez y Anglio, was a royal Spanish officer who died suddenly just days after the birth of their first daughter. Her second marriage was to Jean Block, a New Orleans banker and lawyer who found great success in legislation and finance. So with all that, you know what I'm saying? With the first dude, you had a Spanish officer. You could have been just chilling, living your best life, even though it's an officer of the law, Spanish officer of the law during the Spanish Inquisition. So it was a lot of shit going on, a lot of death, a lot of famine, a lot of plagues going on. So he could have died of anything. Your second one, when you was in the States, you married a great businessman. You know what I'm saying? He a lawyer. I just don't understand, but I'm about to help y'all. Those two remained together for 8 years until Jean's death. And they made three kids. So right now, she got four of them bad motherfuckers. She got four of them. And we team fuck these kids over here. But almost a decade after her second husband's death, ML married her third and final husband, a physician named Leonard Louise Nicholas LaLaurie. Young and successful, Leonard helped to reinvigorate ML, empowering her to make moves to benefit for her own life, encouraging her by her new marriage and maintain position in New Orleans high society. Even though y'all built in a big ass bowl of people that died, we ain't gonna even get into that. Madame LaLaurie purchased a mansion at 1140 Royal Street in 1831, which became the couple's primary residence in New Orleans. With this being her first time really being trying to be happy and settling down, or what we thought was happy, and she got a nice life, four kids, high power person, and in addition to being a socialite, a widow, a mother, a keen investor, she was also a well-known slave owner who received several formal warnings and was investigated for the horrendous treatment of her enslaved. Now, a lot of stuff that they try to say, quote unquote, oh, we didn't really know, we didn't have any evidence, we're going to get to that. But before I even say that, she did some heinous, some truly heinous shit to African American people. And What's crazy is this is actually noted. ML was infamous for mistreating African-American people. And according to New Orleans funeral registers, at least 12 enslaved humans died between 1830 and 1834 at her residence. I like how they called them enslaved humans and not just enslaved. Black people were enslaved African-American. That's a good way to put it. Because she was just a fucked up person. And we're all humans no matter what the fuck the color is. But 12 people died within 4 years. And that's just the ones that they could count. The Lalaurie's were eventually found guilty of mistreatment of slaves after an incident in which a neighbor saw a child jump from the roof trying to get away from being beat by ML. The death and subsequent cover-up of the child's death would cause the Lalaurie's to forfeit 9 slaves, and they were almost immediately returned to the resident after the incident because, oh, we're going to make you give up these slaves. You know you can get them back. Y'all got all this power and money. You give me your slaves. Crazy. But you got them right back, though. After multiple investigations and 3 years of comfortable living in LM's mansion, Daphne's world came crashing down on April 11th, 1834. One of the slaves being held by the Lalaurie's, a 70-year-old woman, set fire to the home in a failed attempt to commit suicide. Wanting to escape from the horrific abuse she experienced by the hands of Mater and Dr. Lalaurie. What is so crazy is you set the house on fire trying to kill yourself. And in turn, you probably burned the fuck up because they didn't. They had terrible medical care back then. And then you getting tortured by a fucking doctor. Wild as shit is, you didn't die. The fire quickly overtook the home, drawing large crowds of Royer and Governor Nichols to observe the fire. When onlookers realized it's ML in a people's house and they was not in the building, they asked for access to the people who had the keys to help people evacuate. ML refused, claiming that no one was in the home despite the fact that they were well-known slave owners. Bystanders said, fuck what you talking about. We're going to go in here and get these people out. We hear them screaming. We can smell flesh. And the efforts did pay off. No less than 7 slaves were found chained and tied to their quarters, hideously mutilated and unable to escape the flames. And what I mean by that is they were found hung, tied up, beaten. These were the ones, actually, my bad. Those are the ones that died. They were hung, tied up, beaten for months on end and shown signs of restricted positions, wore spiked metal collars so they couldn't move their neck or talk or eat, and were beaten severely with a whip. The discovery of these 7 enslaved people ushered the end of Madame Lurie's status as a socialite in New Orleans, because not only, oh my God, you're keeping slaves, oh no, you are torturing these motherfuckers. Like, slavery is not torture. We're going to take these people and make them work for us for free. What's crazy is this. They talked to some of the slaves, and what was recorded was the slaves were tortured in the top room. They were tortured in the top room of the house. And a woman was discovered with her intestines wrapped around another to keep their mouths shut. Another slave was found with his mouth stitched to another. Wow. She did some human centipede shit. Wow, my bad for that pause, y'all. That shit just fucked me up. She stitched the woman's intestines to somebody's mouth to keep the feces in it. She placed others in small cages and smashed their bones to fit into the cages if they couldn't fit. Wow. That's fucking brutal. That's brutal. And this is just some of the stuff. This is just some of the stuff that was brought up. after all of that bullshit happened, they literally nobody, because justice was never served. The lovely, lovely, and seemingly friendly woman was a vicious goddamn murderer. People had never seen slaves handled so cruelly, even though they're slaves. Given that it was an acceptable time to mistreat slaves, this speaks a lot. But on the other hand, a lot of people in the town said she crossed the line. So, the Lollerie's house was very harsh for the treatment of slaves and was prohibited, and hence merited criminal charges. More importantly, the brutal attitude of both of them infuriated the entire community. So, a mob was made? Wow, hold on now. They discovered a tomb. My bad. This is what made the mob form. They discovered a tomb on the land of all the slaves that she slaughtered, and it was way too many of them to count. They had formed a mob. And this is probably so crazy watching this happen with white people. They formed a mob to get them and run them out of town. Not kill them, but get them and run them out of town. Her and her family left before the mob ever even arrived and was never seen in New Orleans again. She is thought to have fled to Paris, but she died in 1849. And what's so fucking crazy about that? Y'all could have got them. Y'all just acted like y'all just didn't want to get them. Y'all could have got them. Y'all didn't really want to. Y'all wasn't even trying to put in the goddamn effort to get these people, stop these people, anything of that fucking nature. Which is just fucking wild. But yes, yes, I'm sorry I hit y'all over the head with that wild ass shit on the third day of October. But that is Madame Lollerie. Lollerie, my bad, y'all. A lot of this messed me up a little bit because I knew about her, but reading and going in more deeply into it is just more insane. Hope y'all love spooky season. Love y'all. Peace.